been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and I'm not a financial advisor, but I've been studying these things for about 50 years, and I will tell you that most of the advice that comes from the financial advisors is not very good. But our special guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Well, what do you think about what's going on in the world today? Things don't look very good over in Europe. They keep telling us things are getting better, but I don't believe it. They tell us things are getting better here in the United States. But the only reason, of course, that the unemployment rate dropped was because so many people just gave up looking for jobs. And actually, of course, the number of people who are not working had actually gone up, but they didn't count them in the unemployment. And certainly we don't see an awful lot of evidence of a real recovery in our economy, and yet the price of gold and silver are down. What in heaven's name is going on?
There's massive confusion out there. People don't know what to believe because you're getting all these mixed messages, and I think folks are truly the deer in the headlights. They really don't know what to do. Because you're right, there's such a conflicting message coming from the numbers. The numbers are spun in order to make them sound good, but all you have to do is a little bit of reading and you can find that the numbers just aren't as true as what Washington produces for all these reports. They talk about new jobs in retail, but yet retail sales have been significantly lower. Just conflicts all the reports. So I'm a believer where I really don't believe that the economy is turning around. I believe we haven't had a good economy in a very long time. And I think what they're trying to accomplish is to keep a status quo of right where we are today. They like these levels, and they will do everything possible to keep it at these levels. And one of the ways in order to keep things and keep people happy, fat and happy, is to make stock market at these levels, and that way people continue their lives. Now, a lot of people will say, well, they're not invested in the stock market anymore. They don't have any more money to invest in the stock market, and that is true. However, that is still an indicator to a lot of people that things are okay and things are manageable because they don't understand the true fundamentals and currency. They don't understand we have a fiat currency. They don't understand that our currency has been printed to the amount that it loses its value. And they don't understand that the opposite side of that currency is gold, and that we should have a currency backed by gold that keeps accountability, and we wouldn't be in the problem that we had today if they didn't take us off that gold standard so many years ago. So, and it's not just our country. It's all around the world. Europe, they have the same problem. Even though the Europe was backed by a little bit of gold, they certainly have reduced that amount of gold, and they still have their financial problems. You can't have a group of countries all working off the same currency. There's conflicts of interest. So even Greece, they're sitting there with their hand out taking all the funds that the Eurozone is giving them, but yet they still come out and say, well, you know what, we might have to give up we might have to back out of the Eurozone. Problems are there. The problems are not getting better.
Well, I'm sure that Melody's absolutely right. And the only thing that's really keeping our economy going is the fact that the Federal Reserve is simply lending $85 $1 billion a month. Half of it's going to buy mortgage bonds, the other half going to buy T-bills. So the Treasury Department will have some money to send out for food stamps and for Social Security and Medicare. But basically, the Treasury is bankrupt. Many of our banks are on the verge of bankruptcy. And the Federal Reserve is creating, is actually keeping our banks from collapsing.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
We have
global
no
demand
idea what's
vastly
really going
exceeds
on.
Mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Melody was just saying that she doesn't think we ever came out of the recession, and she thinks that some cataclysmic event is going to occur, and this whole house of cards is going to come tumbling down. But you pick up the story there, Melody.
And I think what they'll do with what they did exactly before is we went into war with Iraq. We were heading into a recession at that point in time. We never came out of the one after. We were heading into one, and there was 9/11, and then, of course, we went to war. I think we'll see something very similar. I think we'll see some sort of a war or something. They always, every time they try to pull us out of a deep depression, of course, a war is a lot of money is to be made during war. And so I think that's what we're going to see again. I mean, there, I don't believe there's a time frame because I think they will try to continue, and I believe they're putting into place everything that they need at this point in time. So that's one thing I also learned over so many years is you can never predict a time. You can only look at the big picture and see the big picture, understand the big picture, and know what road we're going down. We might not be able to know where every bump that we're going to hit on this road, but we know where the road is going to take us. And that's exactly the big picture, and I believe we're headed there, and I believe we're going to see significant changes in this country. My gosh, the things that we're seeing already, and I think it's all signs of what is to come. There is a day of reckoning for the way this country has been abused.
Well, I think, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that many of you will want to follow through on my suggestion. One of the people who is part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, his name is Mortimer Zuckerman. He was formerly, and I guess he still is, the editor of U.S. News and World Report. But he has certainly many times writes very interesting articles. If you go to the Drudge Report, right, go down to the bottom of the second column. Y, of course, Z is just about at the bottom of the column there. But you can look it up on the Internet, Mortimer Zuckerman, and pull down his articles. He's written a recent article on unemployment in America. Now, basically, of course, you'll recall, we were told, oh, things were really so much better last month in February. Unemployment dropped from 7.8% to 7.7%. Isn't that wonderful? The economy's recovering and looks like things are really going to start getting better. Is that really true? Well, as Mortimer Zuckerman, member of the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberger's Council on Foreign Relations, but he is an astute observer, and I love to read what he writes because I think many times he is right on. In fact, he sounds just like Melody Cederstrom or I or certainly the people that we have on our programs. And he points out that the figures we're getting on unemployment really are not true. One reason, of course, why the unemployment rate fell from 7.8% to 7.7% is so many people were unemployed or got discouraged. They just quit looking for work. And when you quit looking for work or you've been off work for 6 months, why, of course, you're no longer counted as unemployed. That didn't mean that there suddenly were any less people or any more people employed. In fact, there were fewer people employed. But they're not telling the American people that. And then Mortimer Zuckerman goes ahead and discusses how these figures are put together. And he goes ahead and says, you know, you really can't believe the figures the government's putting out. Now, remember, here's a member of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations telling you this. And he's saying, basically, of course, what you don't want to do is look at their figures, the U3 figures, unemployment 3. Look at the U6 figures. And the U6 figures show that the number of people unemployed, underemployed, or simply have given up looking for work, certainly is about 14.3%. That is the true unemployment. Now, if you read John Williams, he will tell you the real figure is about 22%, if you do it honestly. But certainly the fact that Mortimer Zuckerman will admit that the unemployment figure is actually going up, the real unemployment figure is 14.3%. Not the 7.7%, and the fact that they're just lying to us. Now, remember, this is a member of the establishment. This is not a right-wing fanatic at all. I think it's so vitally important people look up Mortimer Zuckerman. Mortimer Zuckerman, the editor of U.S. News and World Report, his last article he published pointing out that the unemployment figures that they're giving us just aren't true. And ladies and gentlemen, if they're lying about that, what else are they lying about? Well, they're lying about inflation. Inflation is not 1.2%. It's about 9%, which means, of course, if you calculate whether we're coming out of the recession and you use the false inflation figures, then things look good. But if you use the true inflation figures, it actually shows we've never gotten out of the recession and we may be on the border of a depression. What do you think about that, Melody?
I saw a staggering comparison about gasoline. If you compare what the Dow will buy roughly today in gallons of unleaded non-premium gasoline, today it was like, and I'm just going to round out these numbers, was around like 3,800 gallons of gas. This is almost exactly the same as last January, just 15 months ago, when the Dow was only 12,600. Now we're over 14,000, and it's still buying the same amount as a year ago. But the staggering part of the comparison, that if you went back to March of 1999, you were able to buy over 10,000, almost 11,000 gallons of gasoline back in March of 1999. In order for the Dow to buy that same amount, it would have to triple from where it's at today. I mean, that is a prime example of inflation. And even though we see the higher numbers of the Dow, it really is not protecting your purchasing power. And people just don't seem to understand that. And but that's a prime example. And when you think that the Dow has to be triple to buy what it did in 1999. I think that's an incredible comparison.
I think it really is. And I think people really must understand that we look at the dollar as a dollar, but the dollar has no stability to it. It's continually losing its value. And basically compared the dollar today with the dollar in 1913 when the Fed came in, why, of course, they've lost 97% of its value. This is the truth, but they can't let the American people understand that destroying the value of the savings of the elderly, people who've worked all their lives to save and scrimp for retirement, and the money is being systematically stolen from them by the banksters. And remember, certainly there's an article just this last week pointing out that the six major banks control almost 70% of all the financial assets in the banking system. Six major banks control almost 70% of all of the financial assets in the banking system, and they make up 0.2% of all the banks. And then you've got another 5,000 banks that they can have the other 30%. But this is where we are. We have a small group of people who control our Federal Reserve System, who control our central bank, and they are the ones who elect our president, the largest contributor to the campaign of both Romney and Barack Hussein Obama, over the banks. In fact, Goldman Sachs was the largest contributor to the Barack Hussein Obama's candidacy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Melody, but ladies and gentlemen, we are in real financial trouble. And it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. The financial house of cards, with nothing behind it and no foundation to sit on, before this whole thing comes tumbling down. And most of the people are going to get wiped out at that point. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. And, well, Melody, certainly the price of gold, I have no question at all. This is all manipulated. The price of gold should be going up with the progressive destruction of the value of our currency. And yet, of course, they're forcing it down. How are they doing that? How are they manipulating the prices of our currency and, of course, the prices of so many other commodities?
Well, they certainly are manipulating the prices as they do. All markets are rigged. And they do it in the stock market. They do it in the commodity market. And, they have, it's law. They can do it. The Flood Protection Team, they call it, can come in and they manipulate the markets every day. And they've certainly been putting a lot of pressure on them. There's a lot of, I can't recall the number off the top of my head, but the number of shorts, they're in there shorting the, both gold and silver, and one of these days they're going to have to cover, but I always try to look to the fundamentals. I mean, that's all paper trading, and yes, it has an impact on the prices of gold and silver, the way they manipulate it, and I always just look at it buying opportunities, because you look at the big picture, and the big picture is we have a problem with our currency, and gold is a currency, and when you have a problem with your fiat currency, gold is what you want. It is being recognized worldwide as a currency. And to me, the way I look at it, you don't have our currency backed by gold, but it's almost like our debt is backed by gold, because the deeper we go into debt, the better our gold prices will do. And again, gold will probably break out. We know when it's going to break out. I think we basically have seen a bottom here. I think you're going to see it fluctuate maybe between here and 1600. But I think the fundamentals of gold will have it break out and continue to move higher. And I think if we fluctuate, it's consolidating. It's getting the weak investors out of the market, the ones that don't understand gold, the ones that just go come in and buy gold and silver thinking they're going to make a quick buck or two. You know, they come in and they can't handle the downturn or the correction that we've seen in gold and silver, and they'll pull their money out. And that's okay, because it only gives us a better leg upward when the prices finally do turn around. It's a great buying opportunity. Anytime silver's below 30, it's a fantastic time to be buying silver.
Well, I think people have to understand that basically gold and silver have been the basis of monetary system for thousands of years. Nothing's changed. And time again, they've gone into the fiat money systems, and time again, they've collapsed. And you go back and you read what happened in, certainly in France in the early 1700s, what happened in France in 1789, what happened in Germany, and certainly following the World War II, what happened in Rhodesia, certainly what's happened in Argentina. It's the same old story over and over again. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom. My telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the Chinese are the largest producers of gold in the world today. And what are they doing? They're accumulating gold because they believe, of course, it is the basis for a sound financial system. and increasingly countries throughout the world are turning their back on the dollar. Certainly China and India have their own agreements, and Brazil, Russia, and they're all going to be trading among themselves, whether using gold or whether using the Chinese yuan, which is backed by gold. But there's a definite move away from the dollar. And what people don't understand is that right now, of course, the American dollar is a reserve currency for the whole world, and nations throughout the world are holding dollars so that they can pay their bills. But when people lose confidence in the dollar, and they are going to lose confidence in the dollar, when they lose confidence in the dollar, why, of course, they're going to dump all those dollars onto the market, and that is simply going to create an inflationary spiral, and there'll be no way at all to begin to control that. Well, basically, if you have a question or comment about what's going on or what the future holds as far as our monetary system, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Melody, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about what you have to offer?
They can call us at toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website at dgscoins.com. DGS for discount gold, silver coins, coins.com. They can sign up for our weekly newsletter. We've joined along with a health issue, health riders, survival riders, and, of course, finances. And, of course, they can listen to our radio program on a daily basis from the website at 4 o'clock Eastern. We're live, but we also post the archives. So when they call us, we have we provide all types of precious metals, gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. And, of course, our prices are very competitive. We ship very quickly, and we just do a great job in helping people and helping them understand. We don't have an agenda to sell them one type of a coin so that we make the most money off of it. Our agenda is to help people and find out what's suitable for them. I don't think there is. I don't think gold is better than silver. I don't believe silver is better than gold or platinum is better than gold. I look at the fundamentals of each, and that's how I make my investments. I look to the fundamentals of gold and silver, and that's what should be important, and that's how people should position themselves. And so we try and help the customers understand what coins will best suit their needs, what they're looking for, what will be the best thing, and a lot comes into play with what they already own, what their investment objectives are, whether they're looking for barter, for investment, just bullion or other coins, and we provide all the services. Our coin prices are very, very competitive.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got John calling from Spokane. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Do you have a question or comment? Go ahead.
I got a question. You know how, like, right now they're making a play for our guns, and we see how they're manipulating things. Do you think that they'll do the same thing if we don't stop them at this point? Do you think they'll do the same thing for our gold and silver?
I think they can do anything, and they certainly will try. Perhaps, I believe, personally, it'll be regulated in the future, but I think it's further in the future. But I also believe anything that they do, I'm still better off purchasing gold and silver and other items to prepare for whatever might come.
I don't worry
about what they do.
Jen, I think they have to understand that when called in the gold back in 1933, only about 25% of the people turned in their gold because they didn't trust the government, and rightly so. So basically, of course, they can call in the guns too, but most people aren't going to turn in their guns because they don't trust the government. They do not have enough people to go from door to door, certainly, and digging up everybody's backyard.
I agree with that. I don't think they're going to be able to do that. I know that what their plan is like when somebody has an infraction somewhere or something happens, or let's say somebody invades your house and you have to shoot self-defense, then you'll go to prison.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. But we know very well that they are planning on a dictatorship. How do we know that? Well, of course, the Department of Homeland Security has recently bought up 77 7,700 assault rifles. Why does the Department of Homeland Security need 7,700 assault rifles? They're buying submachine guns. They bought 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition, 2,700 armored personnel carriers. They bought targets to use for target practice for their employees. Targets of a little boy or a pregnant woman holding a gun.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to improve their yields. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest Melody Cederstrom, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, if you have a question or comment, 1-888, that's 888-24-LIBERTY. And basically, of course, John was asking if they could confiscate gold and silver. Well, they can try to do everything that they want to, but basically, of course, this would be illegal. Basically, according to the Constitution, if anybody wanted to challenge it, the Constitution says that every state issuing money should issue it based with money on gold and silver. Every state is to have a monetary system based upon gold and silver. And, of course, the banks, of course, create paper money, but that's only as a temporary thing. The solid money for which the paper money is created has to be backed by gold and silver. That is the Constitution. That is the law of our land, no matter, of course, what the people in charge are doing. So if you have a question or comment about the monetary system, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, why, of course, there are very real problems with the monetary system at the present time. They're doing everything they can to paper this over, to hold it together. They're actually creating all sorts of money out of absolutely nothing. But one of these days, certainly they're going to have to, certainly begin to allow the interest rates to rise. They're keeping interest rates down about 1%. But of course, as the interest rates rise, then the price of bonds falls and the whole system begins to unfold. The stock market is totally manipulated. They manipulate the stock market. There is what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness working behind the scenes. They manipulate the price of gold. They manipulate the price of silver. They manipulate the stock market, and nobody wants to talk about that. We've got Susan calling right now, and she's calling from Santa Cruz. Susan, did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I understand there's a limit of $3,000 to not report to the sale of the gold. Is that correct?
Melody, do you know anything about that?
When you're purchasing gold and silver, there are no reporting requirements. Now, I know banks and even the post offices have certain forms that need to be filled out if you're purchasing money orders or cashier's checks. But if you write me a check, there are no reporting requirements whatsoever. If you sent me a box of cash over $10,000, yes, I would have to complete the cash reporting form. But there are no gold reporting requirements when you purchase at this point in time.
Okay, Susan, does that answer your question?
Yeah, except was there previously a $7,000 limit and then a $3,000? I must have heard wrong.
You know, there's always been a lot of various opinions and comments and maybe even legislation that was, you know, perhaps, I know Houston, I think it was Houston, that was Houston or one of the towns in Texas was trying to, the mayor was trying to pass some legislation where I think if you were, I can't remember if you were looking to buy it or sell it. They wanted reporting requirements and so forth, and obviously it didn't pass. I think Chicago was trying to do something, you know, about having it more reportable. But overall, nationally, there are no reporting requirements.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Anything else, Susan?
No, I think that's it. It just sounds like T-bills and bonds and any kind of stock is pretty risky at this time.
Well, basically, of course, there's nothing behind it. The only thing behind it is paper money. And paper money, certainly when the deluge of the trillions of dollars that the other countries throughout the world are holding, all comes certainly into the market. Why? It's just going to undercut the value of the currency that's there. The whole idea of a paper currency, the reason you had it backed by gold and silver, was so they couldn't print too much of it. Mm-hmm. But we have printed way too much of it, and we've effectively destroyed the value of the currency that people have been putting aside, been saving for their retirement, the money that's in the pension funds. This is all certainly going to be wiped out. The bonds, the value of the bonds will be destroyed. Anything that is tied to a paper dollars is going to be ultimately destroyed when the whole house of cards comes down. And the average individual says, well, but it hasn't happened. Ladies and gentlemen, it has happened in civilizations dozens of times before. Mm-hmm. The people who created this country were very wise. That's why they insisted that our currency be founded on gold and silver, because they knew what had happened to civilizations repeatedly before 1787 when they wrote the Constitution. It's just a tragedy. We've forgotten what happened to those civilizations.
Right.
Anything else, Susan?
No, thanks for your show. It's always good.
God bless, and my telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Melody, there's a lot of disinformation out there about gold and silver, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And, you know, it's just something that folks have to weed through. And a lot of this, the misinformation has, you know, really started many, many years ago, and particularly after the Patriot Act and so forth. And it is true. I mean, we are supposed to look for suspicious activity. They tried to pass the laws within the banks, like back in early 2000, and know your neighbor with the banks, and a lot of the banks refused to go along with it. But then with the onset of the Patriot Act, I mean, we are supposed to look for suspicious activity in trades. They do set criteria as far as what we're supposed to look for, and it is our job that we are supposed to report it if we see that suspicious activity. But not every trade is a suspicious activity. So, and in all my years of doing this, I don't even remember one one time I thought I had a suspicious trade. I mean, especially where we advertise, our venue is all mainly Christian radio and with shortwave. And so, you know, I'm particular about the type of clients that we advertise to. So we really don't have that problem. Just like in the 17, 18 years we've been in business, I think I've had one check bounce, and he paid half of it, and that was when gold was 300, so it wasn't that bad. So, I mean, we deal with a very honest group of folks. So, so you do have that, requirement that of suspicious activity, and banks do too. You know, if a bank thought that you were suspicious, and that's what I tell folks. Folks try to make, you know, they're trying to spend $100,000, and they try to make 10 orders all under $10,000. Well, that's suspicious activity, because you're trying to accomplish trades thinking that it's going to be reported over $10,000. If you wrote one check for $100,000, to me, that's not suspicious activity. And half the time, folks won't even know that these bank employees, because I think it's mainly a big power trip on most of them, can fill out their little form, and you won't even know it. So, you know, you just do business as usual. There's nothing wrong with buying gold and silver. It's an investment, and it's a way to preserve your purchasing power.
All right, fine. Well, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And once again, let's get out your telephone number and your website.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188, 1-800-375-4188. And the website is dgscoins.com. That is dgscoins.com.
Now, what about, do you put out some sort of a newsletter or an email, something of the sort, to keep people appraised of things that are going on?
We do. Once a week, we send out, folks like to keep track of what the precious metals done the week before. We'll give you an update on what they've done and what the market's done, just a quick recap. And then we do some articles. We have some survival articles and, you know, some an herbalist. You know, she produces a great article. And, you know, if I find information that I think is important regarding coins and so forth, we'll also put that in.
Well, now, basically, if somebody was going to be investing in gold or silver at the present time, would they want to get certainly a 20-ounce of, pardon me, certainly a $20 gold piece? Would they want to get the, certainly the $10 gold piece? Would they want to get the $5 gold piece? What would they want to get?
Well, again, it's the suitability of what they're looking to put into the market, what they have available, what they've already purchased. And I look to an overall portfolio of 70-80% gold and 20-30% silver. As silver prices rise, I'll increase my percentages, only because with the higher prices, you get a lower amount of silver. So we'll adjust that as the prices adjust. But if folks like I have lots of customers that are 100% in silver. I have lots of customers that are 100% in gold. So it's really what folks, again, it's understanding the fundamentals of each, and as you go into product, understanding what the coins, how they'll benefit folks. You know, some folks are looking for that protection against confiscation. Some people are looking for coins that have a little better leverage. Some folks are just looking for strictly bullion. Some folks are looking for small fractional pieces. And it's my job to find out. Lots of times you might have two different types of $5 gold pieces, but one might be a better value at that time than the other one. And so to me, that's my job, to help people purchase as much as they can for their dollars. You get more for less here at Discount Gold and Silver. And a $20 gold piece is a great way to have privacy, performance, extra performance over gold coins, over gold bullion. And but you have to buy it right. Most of your dealers out there will not tell you how to buy it right. And if you buy it right, you'll do okay.
Well, what about buying silver coin? What about suddenly getting the traditional 90% silver coins? Or would it be better to get certainly the current silver coins minted by the government? Which one would be better for the individual?
I think both. I think it's good to have be diversified into both. 90% silver is a great way. It's still spendable. You don't want to spend it, but if you had an extreme emergency, you could. And usually the cost effect factor of it is usually more competitive or a lower cost than what silver eagles are. So you get more silver with your 90% silver per dollar than you do the silver eagles. But a lot of folks like that silver dollar. It's a 1 ounce silver coin. And it's a full ounce, 999. So you don't have to worry about, well, how much silver is in that coin like you do the 90%. And then you also have the older Morgan silver dollars or Peace dollars that are also nice to have. So again, it's what somebody's putting into the market. They'll all do well. Mainly, it's all based on the melt content, the silver content. And when you buy something at a lower cost, when you sell it back into the market, you'll probably get a lower price too.
What about the silver dollars, the Morgan silver dollars? What do they go for? Certainly, are they comparable to junk silver, or is there a premium on the Morgan silver dollars?
There is a premium on the Morgan and Peace dollars. They're not mass produced anymore. There's not as much of those as there is the 90%. Although I'm finding out that 90% is also becoming a little bit difficult to get a hold of. Last week I had no problem finding as much 90% silver as I wanted. This week I was digging all over the place, calling all my buyers trying to find it. So I don't know if there's a correlation. It seems like when silver dips below $30, it's more difficult to find, and I think it's because people aren't selling. And your 90% silver comes from secondary markets as your silver dollars. We didn't see a correction in the Morgan silver dollars and the circulated coins as much as we saw in spot. So they actually held their value fairly well this last pullback in silver. So they can give you a little bit better leverage, a little bit better return, the Morgan silver dollars, because there's so few of them. The demand is high and the inventory is low.
Well, is there much demand for the 1/10 ounce silver, pardon me, gold coins that the government puts out?
A lot of people like them. I usually will, you know, say, well, I mean, I sold a lot today. I usually will say, well, why don't you get maybe a quarter ounce, because again, the smaller you go and the size of your gold, the more you're going to pay. But if somebody already has a nice portfolio and big pieces and they like the smaller pieces for, you know, when gold goes to 3,500 and they don't want to sell a full ounce, it's a nice little way to be able to have some smaller pieces to sell. And if you only need $1,000, turn in a couple of them. So it's a nice way to break up your bigger coins. So, but they can be a lot more costly than a 1 ounce. So again, premiums can fluctuate on those also.
All right, fine. Well, basically now, I would think that with the prices so low, everybody would be rushing to get gold. But my understanding is that suddenly when the prices go down, a lot of people, the psychology is that they're almost afraid to buy because the price has dropped. What are you finding among your customers?
Well, it's mixed. I really don't have too many people selling. Couple people selling because they have a bill or two they have to pay off, or someone sold some coins back because they want to help their grandson. That type of a situation, not because the price is dropping. However, there's a lot of misinformation coming out about, oh, gold's going to drop, it's no longer in the bull market, and you know, blah, blah, blah. We've heard it time and time again from mainstream media, and they're wrong. It doesn't say we can't have pullbacks. I mean, you can have consolidation in any market. And there isn't anything that goes straight up without some sort of a pullback and consolidation. So we just have to be patient. These are terrific buying opportunities to get into both gold and silver. Because I think, whether it be a year from now, a lot of people are predicting April and May. And, again, I'm not a time frame person. Most of those people have been wrong, I can't tell you how many times over the years. However, I've always been right because I look at the big picture. I look at long term and I look to the fundamentals, and the fundamentals won't deceive you. You don't have other people's opinions. You don't have agendas coming into play when you look at the fundamentals of the items that you're looking to purchase.
And I can remember when gold was $35 an ounce, when silver was $1.29 an ounce, and because people at that time said, oh, well, maybe it's never really going to go up, and maybe even when they take away the price support, why the price will fall. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they were lying then, they're lying now. They're playing games with our minds, and this is what people don't understand, is they know exactly how to manipulate us. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-2295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Melody, what's your parting thought for our listeners?
I think folks need a plan. And when you have a plan, you know what you're going to do. And that not only involves your preparing for any type of situation, but also your finances. You know, if you pull out your funds from various accounts and you think you might have some future taxes, that's okay. Plan for it and be ready for it. It's always the surprises that mess people up. So planning is the best thing that you can do. And
hold the thought. We'll be right back.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try ProPax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
And basically how it is a privately owned central bank. It is not owned by the government. That is to give you the idea, actually, it's not that the central bank is owned by the government. The central bank controls the government. They have the money, and so they're working in concert with the six major banks that control 70% of all the financial assets of the banking industry. They simply finance our politicians, our senators, our congressmen, our presidents. And ladies and gentlemen, we have the finest politicians in Washington, D.C. that money could buy. If you're going to get one book on what's going on today, the book The Creature from Jekyll Island by Ed Griffin, available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now let me suggest another book. That's my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and I want to remind you this is the last week. We'll actually be offering a case of the books for $49.95. You'll get 64 books. Of course, you'll have to pay shipping, but we'll throw in a free CD or a CD set or a free DVD we manufactured to help you offset the cost of shipping. But we are going to start printing them certainly the first of next week. So give us a call if you'd like to get a case, 1-800-544-8927. But as of Friday of this week, while the offer is withdrawn and we will not probably do another shipping while I'm around, I think we'll be able to print enough books that will last as long as I'm going to be with you. And certainly maybe somebody else will want to reprint it after that. Under any circumstance, if you'd like to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, and use those books to try to touch people's lives, because if you can get people to read them, they will begin to understand the spiritual forces behind the organizations that run the world today. And there are all sorts of organizations out there. You never hear about them. Oh, the Rosicrucians. Who are the Rosicrucians? Well, who are the Theosophists? What part do the Masons play? Do you realize that there are over 150 cardinals and archbishops and bishops and prelates who are members of the P2 Masonic Lodge today? And of course, basically, tradition has always been that if you're a Mason, why, of course, you'd be excommunicated from the Catholic Church. But they're sitting there in the Sistine Chapel, and you're never going to hear about this sort of thing. But the relationship between the P2 certainly Lodge and the Vatican Bank, and how all of these things interlock. And basically, there's so many tragic things that are going on today that the average individual has no grasp of. Well, Chris, a lot of this is not covered in my book, but we go into this background of Masonry and the spiritual forces working behind the scenes. And believe me, they're working in the Protestant Church as well as in the Catholic Church. And this is a problem that we have today. So we ask you, of course, if you would like to get information of what's really going on, you need to hear my talk on the Agenda 21, the covert plan, goes into the master plan that's being enacted today. And that is, of course, Agenda 21. It's actually created an organized effort to centralize all power in the hands of a few people using the threat of environmental degradation to justify centralizing power with government. But of course, what they don't tell you is that the very people who are polluting are the very people who are using the pollution to justify centralizing power in their hands. You need to hear my talk, certainly, on the world revolution. My interview with Ambassador Smith, Earl Smith, who is the American ambassador to Cuba, when we installed Fidel Castro, and you will hear him telling about how we installed Fidel Castro. We have another, that is the World Revolution, that's the title. You want to get my talk on desperate deception, my interview with certainly Norman Dodd, who is the director of research and was the only certainly congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations, and what did they find? Why, they were financing communism and socialism. And that is, of course, they took over our educational system. They control so much of our religious system in America today. That's the Desperate Deception, our number, 1-800-544-8927. So please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Amen. guide her, man guide her, through the night with a light from above, from the mountain through the prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, it is going to be a rather unusual program. We have with us our good friend Lindsay Williams, but of course he's calling from his apartment. He's down in Tijuana, Mexico. Lindsay's been ill for a couple of months with just chronic fatigue. Chronic fatigue is a very, very common disease among our people here in America. We have several million people who have chronic fatigue, and it's related to chronic infections because their immune system has certainly been insulted and they're incapable of taking care of this themselves, and they go from doctor to doctor to doctor and they can't find out what's wrong with them. Well, Lindsay certainly was in that situation. After a couple of months, he contacted a gentleman we call Mr. X. He calls Mr. X, who had actually 20 years ago, he was a member of the elite group, who had 20 years ago had cancer of the liver and of the lung, and had been sent home to die. Now, I've talked to Mr. X, and when I talked to him, he was in good health, but he's the one who's been providing information for Lindsay. And Mr. X had told Lindsay, you've got to go, and you've got to go down to this clinic I went to 20 years ago where they cured the cancer of the liver and cancer of the lung. And so Lindsay took the advice and said to me, well, Lindsay, I'm going to let you pick up the story from there. Go right ahead. Tell us what happened and certainly how you feel right now.
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you so much for allowing Dr. Rodriguez and me to be with you on your program tonight. And so I want to introduce a doctor to a doctor. You know, I don't think I've ever had the privilege of doing this on a radio broadcast anywhere in the past, but introducing Dr. Stan to Dr. Rodriguez, who is on the phone, and he'll have a lot to talk about of what's happening down here. So you two doctors, I'll let you talk for a moment.
And Dr. Rodriguez, I appreciate your helping Lindsay.
Well, listen, that's what you do. That's what I love to do. And very good evening and very nice getting to meet you.
Well, fine. Now, certainly, shall we let Lindsay tell the story of what's wrong with him, or would you like to talk about it? And, well, why don't we just talk a little bit about your clinic down there? You're in Tijuana, and basically, why are so many Americans going to your clinic in Tijuana for treatment? Certainly, why aren't they getting treated here in the States?
Well, I think one of the basic things that is happening is that, and you probably are very aware of it, is that the medical system right now in the United States is kind of a closed system in which you have to behave in a certain way, do certain things, and you have completely lost the possibility of thinking for yourself and looking for other ways to do things or other ways to support a patient. I mean, simple things like just dieting or cleansing or anything like that, you're going to be called a quack. In other words, I don't know where we lost the track, but it used to be that any doctor in America, when they had a patient, they would immediately tell you a number of things that were going to improve your ability to thrive and function. Just with very general things. I mean, doctors, and this is what your mother or grandmother should remember, these doctors would tell you if you had an illness, they should tell you to go to bed and rest for a few days. They should probably tell you that you needed to be on a special diet. they probably recommended you to drink a lot of fluid. They probably recommended a number, like in my case, herbal teas and this type of thing. When I was young, I was born in 1943, so we didn't really have antibiotics. So I was fortunate enough because I never got antibiotics as a child. And I think the first time I had an antibiotic, I must have been a teenager. That was the very, very first time. So you were kind of growing in a very natural environment. But I remember my doctor telling my mother things like chicken soup. I mean, no doctor today would dare to even mention the word. That's for housewives. I mean, for midwives, not for MDs. And we kind of lost the track of all these things. And not only that, but we lost the track of what we are and how we were created. And for the same reason, we just take our bodies and health for granted. We do everything we want. We go to bed wherever we want to go because, and we drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes and eat whatever we want and literally eat garbage food with no nutritional value. And of course, a lot of things are happening to us. And this is really dragging the health of Americans way down. And what we're seeing is more and more degenerative diseases with cancer and heart disease at the top as the big killers, but disability produced by some of the other ones, like high blood pressure and arthritis and diabetes and all these diseases that are really creating a ton of suffering and problems with health, and people have to pay the price of it because simply do not have the information that they need. And this chronic fatigue syndrome and these sorts of infections, for example, people don't realize that whenever they subject themselves to different type of insults, could be very simple like stress, but could be to different infections or different challenges. And in the case of Pastor Williams, we believe it was due to root canal, which can be also be having a lot of effects on the general health. Your immune system is going to go down. Your ability to fight off all these things that, in many cases, were already there in your body, like the Epstein-Barr virus, and that when the immune system gets distracted or gets low for whatever of these reasons, then this virus is going to grow, it's going to reproduce, it's going to create a problem, and then all of a sudden you have all these symptoms, like you're getting sick, like you have aches and pains, like you lost your energy, like you have all these things. And what makes it worse, and in many cases even frightening, is the fact that you go to the doctor, he does the normal testing.
Hold that thought there, Dr. Rodriguez. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Dr. Rodriguez is simply saying that one of the big problems we have is the fact that certainly a lot of people will have some sort of an insult to their body, an insult to their immune system, and basically their immune system then cannot fight off the chronic infections. Now, we are surrounded by bacteria and viruses. We carry a lot of viruses in our bodies. But, of course, certainly something comes along, whether it be an insecticide, we would get poisoned with aluminum, we would get poisoned with mercury or lead or cadmium or some of these other things, or is it with the case with Lindsay Williams? Why it would be the fact that, of course, he had had a root canal done, but this had taken his immune system down because, of course, what you're doing is basically working with a dead tooth, which acts as a foreign body, and, of course, with infection there, why it'll tend to decrease the immune system and its function, and then he no longer can battle off the viruses that he had. In Lindsay's case, it was the Barr-Epstein virus, and suddenly he is just chronically fatigued, and he cannot improve. Dr. Rodriguez, you go right ahead with what you were saying.
Okay, and what I was telling you is that the most frightening thing for many people is the fact that doctors will not acknowledge. I mean, regular doctors will have a lot of trouble diagnosing these type of things, and this condition, and we have seen it over and over again, can go on for years before any doctor says, this is what's happening. They simply do not pay attention, and they give people antidepressants, and they give people all sorts of drugs, and they tell people that they need to take a vacation and that everything is in their head, and people don't feel good. That's the bottom line. So when people don't feel good and the doctor keeps telling them they're fine, of course there is a conflict, because then you begin to wonder if it is really you. But when we find the diagnosis and we see what's going on and we can detect all these infections and start working on them and start working on the immune system, because you have to do it simultaneously. You have to build up the immune system, but you have to also defeat these infections if you want to be successful. And you are going to do these two processes at the same time, because you want to get that person back in control. We want that immune system to get back in control.
Well, now, basically, how do you stimulate the immune system? Do you have treatments there in Mexico that are not allowed in America? We know that there are treatments, effective treatments, for cancer that are allowed in Mexico that are not allowed here in the United States. Is the same thing true with some of these immune-boosting systems? Or what you're doing when you try to boost the immune system, is this the same thing you do when you're treating cancer?
Yeah, I think there's a number of circumstances that they will not. But in some cases, for example, let's talk about cancer. Or let's talk about this immune condition. If we use larger amounts of vitamin C intravenously, because if you go beyond 10 grams of vitamin C in 24 hours by mouth, people are not going to tolerate it. People are going to have cramps or even diarrhea. But when you do it intravenously, everything flows perfectly well. But that is not allowed in the United States. You cannot use vitamin C for the treatment of anything, actually of anything. I don't think even for flu, it's officially accepted that you can take vitamin C for it. So this puts the doctor on a difficult place, because even if you would acknowledge that vitamin C was going to be useful, because it is not accepted as a treatment for that condition, then you simply cannot do it. And you might have all sorts of good experiences with it, and you might have read about it or learned about it. You cannot do it. You have to do exactly what you're told to do and use the type of drugs you were told to do for each and every particular condition. And that has been, I think it has been limiting the ability of doctors to help people. But on the other hand, we have grown up really accustomed to the fact that we think the doctor has the duty to solve all the problems. We do not want to do anything. We do not want to change our diet or stop smoking or diminish alcohol. We have felt that if we go to the doctor and we pay for consultation, the doctor should give us something to get well serious. And that's not the case, unfortunately. Particularly in this environment that we're seeing more and more of chronic degenerative disease that's absolutely connected, that goes hand in hand with our lifestyle and the insults we give to our body every single day, from the air we breathe to the toxins we get in the body, to the type of food that we consume, to the type of stressful conditions that we live in. All this is going to be attacking our body every single part of the day.
Well, now, basically, of course, one of the things Lindsay had mentioned to me was the fact that you had fairly good success, or very good success, in treating chronic fatigue syndrome. And, of course, there are so many people with chronic fatigue here in the United States, and basically they go from doctor to doctor, they can't get any help. What can you do for people with chronic fatigue that they ordinarily would not be able to get here in the United States? Would that be part of your intravenous vitamin C therapy?
Well, that would be one of the parts, but also another very important part is the use of oxidative substances. When you can put into the vein and within the system a highly oxidative substance, it's going to destroy the virus, it's going to destroy fungi, it's going to destroy bacteria. And there are different ways to do it. Probably some people have heard, for example, of hydrogen peroxide, which I don't like because it's very aggressive. But we have used ozone, and the product that we use the most is a product called dioxychlor, which is an oxygen with two chlorides in it.
No, I'm sorry. What is that, doctor? I don't. What are you speaking of now? What's the product?
The dioxychlor.
Dioxy, what now?
Yeah, it's a very simple substance that we send off, but please, they say, don't do this at home because chlorine is very toxic. But we all know that if we use chlorine, we can disinfect at all a lot of things. And it's not because of the chlorine, it's because of the high release of oxygen. And with dioxychlor, which is a total different molecule, but has a very similar effect, that's going to release oxygen within the body, and it's going to kill all these bacteria and all these fungi. And we do that on a daily basis, on an intravenous treatment, at the same time that we work on the immune system. Because we want to clear the infection on one hand, but we have to raise the immunity. Because if we do not change the conditions of the body, we know that this is going to come right back. That fungi or that those bacteria or viruses are just going to come right back. So we have to be juggling a little bit with the two things. One, diminish the infectious agent at the same time that we raise immunity so we have a good and particularly long-standing result.
So you basically use diet, you use vitamin C, you use this dioxychlor. Is there anything else that you can utilize to boost the immune system? Because that really is the key. Now, do you chelate the patients ordinarily?
Yes, we ordinarily would chelate the patient under these circumstances.
Now, is that intravenous chelation or suppository?
Intravenous chelation. I don't believe that any other form of chelation is really effective. And we're a hospital, so we can take advantage of intravenous chelation. We can take advantage of intravenous supplementation. Intravenous supplementation is going to allow me to put in any person's body the amount and the quality and the nutrients that I want there in record time, because people are going to spend a limited time with us at the hospital, and I want to take full advantage of the time they're going to spend with us. I want people to walk out of here feeling the big difference between how they were and how they are. And, of course, they will have to continue. People will have to follow up on things. They really want to continue getting the benefit of everything that they have done.
Oh, I know. Basically, how long is the average patient there then in the hospital?
Normally, a chronic fatigue patient would stay here about 2 weeks' time.
About 2 weeks' time. All right, now, basically, I know that Lindsay actually has been in an apartment rather than hospitalized. Are you able to give the intravenous treatments in the apartments? Or?
Oh, yes. The apartments that we have are really, you could say they are a little bit off the general area rooms. So, no, they are absolutely connected. They have the same type of nursing care and everything, except not as intensive as a hospital room where you have the nurse checking on you 3 times a day and checking your temperature and everything 3 times a day. Here we only do it once a day. But for some people, particularly like Lindsay, that on one hand, not as sick as a critical patient, let's say, with cancer, and on the other hand, so active, I mean, Lindsay doesn't stop. I mean, just take a look at the watch, see what time it is, and he's working. He does that day in, day out. So he loves to work, he loves to do what he does, and this gives him probably a little bit more freedom to get on his computer, to read his theological work, because, I mean, he's a man with different hats, and I have seen him working and doing different things at different times. And he might be talking about the Bible 1 minute, and then he's going to be reading about oil industry, or then now getting interested in health of other people. So he's a very active man, and this gives him a lot of freedom. So many of our patients, for example, that are not seriously ill, would like that type of freedom. Some of them come with their family, and we have accommodations where they can spend time with their family and be treated at the same time that they enjoy something that really feels a little bit like a vacation.
Will you hold that thought? We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Rodriguez right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Dr. Rodriguez, what sort of results do you get as far as a treatment for cancer is concerned? Because, of course, this is such a devastating illness, and, of course, the traditional treatment for it, chemotherapy, radiation, or excision, certainly, well, my understanding is that some of the patients that have been given up as far as treatment is concerned have come down to your clinic and have actually gotten well. Is that really true?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Look. We as a group began in 1976. In the present location that we are in, the hospital that we are now, that came out of the need to have a facility where we could have a definite say-so. There, a hospital where I could go and tell the nurse, I want a patient on fasting, or I want a patient that's going to be doing coffee enema, or I have a patient that I want to be for limited time or whatever on a vegetarian diet and that type of thing. The only way we could do it is to have our own facility. And that's why in 1985, we created and moved to International Director Hospital as it stands now. But that's back in 1985. I mean, people have kept on coming to us for 30 years, and that is barely with no advertisement. It's basically word of mouth. We have had many patients that come here whose parents came as patients 20 or 30 years ago, and you couldn't do that if you didn't have results. I mean, the best way to heal something like this is if you didn't have any results. Not only me, but everybody that's in the alternative medical world, anybody that's working with diet, let's say a nutritionist, everyone that's working on teaching people how to live a better, healthier life can attest to that. We have more and more people because people are seeing results. I have seen people with advanced cancer that when I see them coming into the hospital, they have been completely depleted. They don't have any energy. They are dehydrated. They don't have any nourishment. They look really bad. And on top of that, they have been operated on. They have been radiated. They have been given chemotherapy. I mean, these people are miserable. They are on a wheelchair or on a stretcher. They pale. They have lost weight. They're in really miserable condition. And when you start with intravenous nutrition, when you start with fighting all these infections, these people always have an opportunistic infection. I mean, you cannot expect the immune system of these people being in good shape. And that's actually one of the factors that's killing them, that the immune system cannot fight the cancer. So once you start doing all these sorts of therapies and you start helping these people to catch up and recuperate and being hydrated and being nourished and making things start working again, you can see how their faces start turning around, how they start feeling better, how they start getting a different attitude. They can move better. And one day they jump out of the bed and they start walking and you see them. And then one day they say, you know, I want to have lunch at the dining room. I don't want to eat anymore in the room. And you see them getting all this new energy, functioning well, and realizing that a lot of the things that have happened to them is because nobody stopped to think what...
Hold that thought, Dr. Rodriguez. Hold the thought there.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Dr. Rodriguez, Sonia, I was asking about cancer, and he said that they have been at this current location since about 1985, 1986, and basically, of course, really talking close to 30 years, and you can't keep something like this going unless you get good results. But they get many patients coming in there with terminal cancer who've had multiple surgeries or chemotherapy or certainly radiation, and they're just totally wiped out. But, of course, what they get them onto a proper diet, and they give them coffee enemas, and they do everything they can to build up the immune system, because that really is what you need to do. Basically, we all have cancer cells forming in us every day. Oh, but, of course, our immune system takes care of them. But when your immune system breaks down, you can't fight off the cancer. And certainly, it's a lot of this of what they do. It has to do with diet. Certainly, and chelation. But would you like, how would you approach somebody with cancer? Do you approach it primarily with diet? Do you use this, the things that we talked about, this dichloral oxide? Certainly, the dioxide. What do you use specifically? Or do you have some specific medications that really builds up the immune system?
Okay. Well, we normally begin with a telephone conversation. We keep in touch with them. We get medical records because, of course, we have to know what's going on, what's happening with them, and what is the diagnosis and so forth. Most people that we get already have been diagnosed. Many of them have had already therapy. So when they come in, we begin with a lot of the things that I have mentioned. Okay, but of course, you're going to do some specific treatment. And one of some of those specific treatments, for example, is the use of the dendritic cell vaccine. We're going to take blood from the patient, and from that blood of the patient, we can separate active immune cells, like natural killer cells, lymphocytes, these type of cells that we're going to activate and make them more aggressive to get them back into the body. But some of those cells are going to be cultured and transferred into dendritic cells. Dendritic cells are cells in the immune system that are who are supposed to look for abnormal cells and detect them and make them the target of natural killer cells. Dendritic cells in themselves do not kill cancer cells, but can kill where they are and, and make them an easier target for the lymphocytes and the natural killer cells. So the white cells that are in charge of destroying these cells that are working since the day we were born, because we, since we were born, can create cancer cells. The reason why we do not develop cancer every day is precisely because of all these systems that are in place keep all these cells out of action. But when the immune system, for the same reasons that we were talking about Epstein-Barr, when the immune system, for whatever reason, goes down, then there's the opportunity for all these cells also to act, to thrive, to reproduce, and to start a tumor.
But basically, what you're trying to do then is get the body to work more efficiently on its own to kill the cancer cells. Is that it?
Absolutely. I mean, I am absolutely convinced that cure of cancer has to come from within. If you don't have a body that's going to back you up, if you don't have a body that's going to support you in your fight to cancer, you're not going to be successful. And to be able to get that system that you need to fight cancer, you have to work on that from every angle, from chelation, from detoxification, from nutrition, to all these things, because you want the immune system, you want to support the immune system, you want to support every single organ in the body, every single vital organ in the body, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the kidneys in particular, to help you to fight off these cancer cells.
And basically now, are you working on stem cells, or are you just trying to stimulate the dendritic cells to target the cancer cells so the killer cells then can take care of it? Is that how it works?
Yes. And yes, we're also working with stem cells. Stem cells have been kind of a major addition to our protocol. The big thing about stem cells that has really made it feasible for us to accomplish this part of the work, the that we have heard about stem cells probably now for years, but they were always had the big question mark about using either fetal cells or embryonic cells, which is something that I mean, it was kind of my instinct not to use them. And sure enough, research has shown that they're not the best cells because they can transfer into something that we don't really need. Number one, they're not
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a This is Dr. Stan. We're talking to Dr. Rodriguez, Dr. Lindsay Williams, doctor, and Dr. Rodriguez is telling us that with cancer patients, they're using stem cell therapy. Now, is that different than the dendritic cell therapy you were talking about a moment or two ago?
What was the question again?
Is the stem cell therapy you were talking about different than the dendritic cell therapy?
Yes, it is. The dendritic cell, as I told you, is a cell that's used to identify abnormal cancer cells. The stem cell is a cell that has the capacity to transform itself into a replacement for some damaged area of the body. And this is very important when we're treating cancer because we need to replace a lot of the immunological cells like the killer cells and so forth. But we also have to make the organ that the victim or the host of the cancer, we have to make the organ capable of building new
so basically then you use the dendritic cell cultures initially and then the stem cell cultures later. Would that be it?
Yes. Actually, when we use the dendritic cell, we produce a product that's called a vaccine. It's not really a vaccine. It's really a concentrate of these dendritic cells that people will continue to take like an allergy shot under the skin for several weeks after they are discharged from the hospital. And the stem cells are taken from the body of the patient, from blood, and most of the time sometimes from the bone marrow or the fat of the under the skin. And these stem cells then are going to be concentrated and activated and injected back into the person the very same day they were taken from the body. Whereas the dendritic cells, you have to cultivate them and process them over 2 weeks' time before they can be created into a dendritic cell concentrate.
I see. Now, do you have the facilities there then for certainly developing these stem cells, for taking them and getting them
yes.
out?
Yes, doctor. Absolutely.
Okay, fine. Well, you must have really quite an operation there. Would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with you and your hospital if they were interested?
Okay. I'm going to give you two ways because we love to hear from people. And actually, I want to invite everyone listening tonight if they have any medical question whatsoever. There is no charge. There is nothing. You can even put a different name. But I know that many people will have questions. Our toll-free number from the United States is 1-800-701-7345. Okay? 800-701-7345. But also on the web, you can go to www.biocarehospital.com. Bio, B as in boy, I-O, care, C-A-R-E, hospital.com. Biocarehospital.com, small K, one word.
All right, fine. That's biocarehospital.com. The number again, 800-701-7345. All right, fine. Well, certainly. But anyway, as far as the cancer is concerned, what percentage of cure would you say you got? Would you get 25% or 50% or what percentage of cure on these difficult cancers that you're getting?
Well, I would say that there are different ways to see. We have really very good results in people that believe very happy that they came this way, probably in about 70% of the cases. But we have very good long-lasting results in about, I would say, 25 to 30%, where we have really outstanding results. And it is between those numbers that some other people might be. But let me tell you something also that's very important. The good results are going to depend on biological resources that the person can tap into. Those are many times unsuspected. I have seen very sick people that come in a stretcher that don't look good at all, that look very debilitated, that make a fantastic recovery, and they do very well, and we all are very impressed about them. And that happens just every week. Every week we see people that live here that walking on their own foot that we didn't think we were going to be able to accomplish that, or we were very hesitant about what the result would be. And on the other hand, you sometimes see some of these big guys that are very strong and so forth, that disease takes over because they didn't have the biological resources to fight everything off. Again, I think that the management, the healing of cancer always comes from within, and that's why it's so important to take care of ourselves and well-being all throughout our life, because we're going to get the reward or the punishment at the end.
Well, do you get better results for treating the chronic fatigue syndrome than you would say with these incurable cancers that you're getting?
Oh, absolutely, yes. People with chronic fatigue syndrome, we get very good results, and I would say over 80% of the cases is a diagnosis I feel very confident with. I know that it just takes care and intensive treatment, and a very important follow-up. People many times are convinced about that. I have seen people that have suffered from these for years, and they went to doctors, and they were given all sorts of things, and they were short of being sent to a psychiatrist. So some of them were even suggested to see a psychiatrist because they think it's all in the head. But when they see the diagnosis and when they have the treatment and they see how well they can be, I mean, they are as happy as they can be, and they're amazed on how a good diagnosis could be made and how good results they could obtain.
Well, now, basically, how will do you accept, or will American hospitalized insurance, medical insurance, cover any of the expenses down there? Or is there certainly the American medical insurance really just won't cover insurance outside the country? I really don't know that.
Okay, let me tell you something. People that are interested in knowing what would happen with their insurance in case they wanted to come to the hospital, when they get to the web or when they call our toll-free number, they can ask that question, and we will have our insurance coordinator calling them. Again, there is no cost whatsoever, and they will check their insurance and will tell them what are the possibilities of their insurance coverage. But I could tell you that people that have private insurance are going to be reimbursed by their insurance company in over 80% of the cases. I don't know the reason, but it used to be that insurance companies didn't even want to hear about it. But now, more and more, they're reimbursing the patients that came our way. We're a real hospital. You're going to be attended by real physicians. The staff, the medical staff is all MDs. The nursing staff is all registered nurses. We have a wonderful staff. I have to say it because I love the people that work in this place, and they have worked for many, many years, and they know the work. They have a very skillful hand, but they have a great heart and very compassionate heart to deal with people. So, but they're registered nurses, and everybody is a professional people. So insurance companies do honor
Well, basically, with chronic fatigue, do they have to be admitted to the hospital, or can they usually be treated certainly in one of the apartments there?
Yeah, well, many people would choose to stay in one of the apartments. They do not want to stay in a hospital room. And depending on the condition and the degree of problem, we give them the choice. Yes, they could be either or.
Dr. Stan, I'm staying in one of the living quarters myself rather than the hospital.
Thanks.
And it is beautiful here. I mean, you'll be very pleased and very comfortable.
Well, Lindsay, you had asked if we could take a few minutes to talk about a 4-CD set, a DVD set. Do you want to talk about that now? What should we do? We're getting towards
the end. Yeah, let me just briefly give a word about it. Dr. Stan, you are the only radio talk show host that ever talked with the gentleman who is the elite friend of mine. Dr. Rodriguez, Dr. Stan actually called him years ago when he was working for Atlantic Richfield, and he verifies the fact that this literally is true. Now, you remember that Ken Fromm, before he died, Dr. Stan, you remember me giving this on your program, he said back about 4 years ago, he said, Lindsay, the health care bill is not a health care bill. He said it is total control of the American people. Every person in the audience of Radio Liberty is going to need, beginning January the 1st of 2014, when the health care bill takes full effect, you are going to need International BioCare Hospital and Health Center. Why? Please go somewhere for me. Go on the web, on YouTube, and look up David Janda, JANDA.com. He spoke before Congress, very prominent doctor. He tells what's going to happen after January the 1st. You positively are going to need to know where to go to get help, because Janda says that 40% of the healthcare professionals in America will be leaving the health industry by January the 1st of next year. Now, why am I saying that? You need to see it.
We just finished producing a DVD series after I had talked with my elite friend, and he gave me 10 agendas that every American is going to face in the next 4 years. We put it into a DVD series entitled The Next 4 Years, and then a series entitled How to Survive the Next 4 Years. Please go, if you will, to our website, lindseywilliams.net. If you wish, there is a new entry about the International BioCare Hospital, and you can use our toll-free number if you wish. You need to know what to do and why you need to do it and why you need to get this brochure from the hospital and call that toll-free number. You need to know why, and that's what we tell you in our new DVD series. Please give a call to our number, 888-799-6111. Now, that's Lindsey Williams' number, not the IBC Hospital, but that's my number for the new DVD series the next 4 years. Or you can go on the web to prophecyclub.com, PROPHECYCLUB.com. Everything you will face for the next 4 years and why. You must learn to take care of your physical needs now, because January the 1st of next year, it's not going to be there for you, Dr. Stan.
Well, Rick, are you in a position to let us know what Mr. X said as far as the possibility of a war? Do you think there'll be a war? Will America or Israel be involved in this war with Syria or one with Iran? What are the thoughts?
Well, I need to do a program with you when I get back home on that. You've got to watch Saudi Arabia. I've had two communiques recently. Watch Saudi Arabia. The House of Saud is about to fall. I know. You've got to go back to my old DVD series, The Middle East, The Rest of the Story, of about a year and a half ago. It's happening right in front of your eyes. And the Muslim Brotherhood is going to be giving major problems. Watch what's going to be happening with the House of Saud. The only totally controlling living monarch on the face of the earth today is the House of Saud in Saudi Arabia. And it is going to fall, and you're going to begin to see the first protest and conflict developing in the next few months' time. So we'll do a program on that later, Dr. Stan. But for right now, you must know what it is that the President administration has got in store for you for the next 4 years, and part of it is health care. It is so vital that you know what to do about it. So please, keep all these things in mind, and thank you so much for your interest. Dr. Stan, it has been a privilege that you would allow Dr. Rodriguez and me to be on your program tonight.
Well, we appreciate Dr. Rodriguez's remarks, and certainly it sounds like fascinating treatment. When will you be at home? How soon do you think of leaving there, Lindsey?
Well, I plan to be around here probably for another week and a half and then head back home. Dr. Rodriguez thinks he'll have me well on the mend by that time, so I'll give you a call when we get back there.
And are you feeling a lot better since you've been there?
I am feeling much better. I'm getting around doing as I please, and they'll be giving me the stem cell therapy on next week. And after that, I think I'll be myself again. So, yes, much, much better. I personally endorse what I've seen here. And what Mr. X, you know who he is, Dr. Stan, he told me, he said, Lindsey, you've got to go to the National BioCare Hospital in Tijuana, and he said, when you get the Alivisartos treatment, which I'm taking now, and other things, he said, it'll boost your immune system so much that he said it'll make you a new person. And believe me, it will do just exactly that.
Well, Dr. Rodriguez, do you have a parting thought for our listeners? I really appreciate what you've said, and certainly, and I hope our listeners understand the difference, the dendritic treatment and the stem cell treatment. But do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
Yes, absolutely. And what I'd like to tell people on parting that it's very important that we stop to think that this wonderful life, this wonderful body of ours, is God-given, and we have to be obedient and follow certain rules. If we follow those rules, if we're respectful of those rules, we begin to see healing happening. If we disobey, if we do what we want, and we think that a drug is going to make the change, we're absolutely wrong. So let's start thinking again of what we're doing. What were you doing to our younger generation And please remember that you have a friend where people can call or email a question, and I'll be happy to answer without any string attached, because I love to talk to people and I love to deliver the message.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us. And Lindsay, do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Stan, for letting me be with you. And again, let me stress, because of what I know from Mr. X, my elite friend, and the same thing you know, you are going to need to know what to do to find health care facilities beginning next year. And that's what I tried my best to try to tell you. What they told me, 10 agendas the elite have in store for every American over the next 4 years' time. And if you know them, you can save yourself major heartache and you can save your dinner table. So please go to lindseywilliams.net on the web. That's Lindsay Williams, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, Williams.net, and you'll find both our new DVD series, The Next 4 Years and How to Survive the Next 4 Years, and something about the BioCare Hospital.
All right, Lindsay. Now, basically, we're doing a program at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Can we simply call this number and get through to you?
Don't think I'm on with you in the morning.
When I thought I could be mistaken. You don't think you're not scheduled with me in the morning?
I am scheduled to be with you. I'll have to look on my calendar and see, Dr. Stan. It's tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m.
Tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Okay, wonderful. Then how will we reach you at that time? Will we be able to reach you directly with this number? Or will this, because in the past, why we haven't been able to reach you on this number during the daytime?
You reach us at this number tomorrow.
We will tomorrow. Okay.
The one number you call tonight.
Okay, fine. Then we'll do that tomorrow. God bless. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Good night. Good night, Dr. Rodriguez. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Kind of makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Hello, son.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, darling.
New song?
Brand new. First time in the air.
Brand new, my eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Hank 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
This is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed the interview with certainly Dr. Rodriguez, Lindsay claims he's feeling ever so much better. Under any circumstances, why, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, why, we'd love to hear from you. But if you're not in a position to help us, then, of course, we do hope that you'll pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection, because this truly is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it's a spiritual battle, and there really are supernatural forces that are aligned against America today. Why? Because America has abandoned God. And we've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. We've taken Christmas celebrations and Easter celebrations. We're indoctrinating our youth with evolution, and with globalism, and with sex, and basically, where is the outcry from the church? Where is the outcry from our political leaders? And, of course, it's deafening in its silence. Well, certainly Radio Liberty offers a book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will explain to you the background of the secret societies that rule the world today. And there's not one, there's a whole flock of them. There are literally dozens of them. And we list them all. We tell you what joins them together. But then, of course, we explain the force that is behind all of them. And if you haven't read the book, you need to. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you don't want to put the money out, go to our website, radioliberty.com. Scroll down to video. Scroll down video till you come to Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can hear the talk from which the book actually came. I gave the talk. Somebody heard it and said, we want to put that into a book, and that's how Brotherhood of Darkness came about. Well, then, of course, we want to mention, this is the last week as of Friday, we're going to cut off our offer to sell a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, $449.95, that's 64 copies of the book, which you can get and you can sell, you can give away, you can lend, or use them any way you want to, but the book really has changed many people's lives and brought them into a realization of what is really going on. So if you'd like to get a case of the books, why, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and to help you cover the cost of shipping. If you ask for it, why, we'll offer you a four-CD set or a DVD, something we produced. We'll just send that along to help cover the cost of shipping. So if you'd like to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness and use it to try to impact on people's lives, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, you need to get it. If you want to know more about Agenda 21, we have Agenda 21, the Wrenching Transformation of America by Michael Shaw. Certainly we have, of course, the DVD on geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson and how they're actually spraying us with aluminum. They're spraying the water. They're spraying the cropland that's getting into the trees, it's getting into the whales, and it's contaminating everything. And this is why so many people are having problems. Why? Because they have metal intoxication. Aluminum, which is what they're spraying, and then, of course, lead and cadmium and mercury. And, of course, they put mercury into our fillings, knowing full well that it leaches out into our system. They put mercury into the vaccines. They do away with childhood vaccines containing mercury, and then they mandate adult vaccines, flu vaccines for children, that contain mercury. Why would you eliminate the mercury from childhood vaccines and then add it and mandate it for flu vaccines so that the child gets more mercury than they did before they did away with the childhood vaccines? Because they figure that you would never be able to figure out what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. And if you don't believe it, you need to, of course, get our talk on Nandir College Genocide or Planned Population Reduction. Or the latest talk is Population Control, the Covert Agenda. There are a number of other DVDs like Dangerous Deception, The New World Order. There, many of them, my interview with 74-star Marine General Lou Waltz, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That DVD is called A Marine General Speaks. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Bless us. ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is the 12th of March, 2013. You're in the right place. That is, if you can handle the truth. And it's getting harder and harder, isn't it? Well, we can. And that's what we search for at the Power Hour. You are part of the team, and we are so thrilled to have you join us today. If you're watching television, it's all about Pope business today. That's right. Not to be disrespectful, but it is certainly a distraction. With everyone watching the right hand, the right hand, the right hand, you wonder what the left hand is doing. Meanwhile, North Korea and South Korea are at each other. Well, pretty much. The armistice has now been dropped. The one that gave us the peace, allegedly, for so many years, it's gone. United States is accusing now North Korea of human rights violations. Surprise, surprise, after all these years of putting people in farm camps and in the cold and mistreating them. But that didn't stop Mr. Rodman from going over and doing a peace envoy trip, did it?